Omer Yehuda Marav, in the bottom of Samar Dalin of the days. Omer Yehuda Marav, Kol Mokum Sh'osru Chachom Ibnei Maris Ha'ayin Afilu B'chedri Chadorim Osru. Something that's also because of Maris Ha'ayin. We said Shabbos has two ideas of Maris Ha'ayin. One is Chashad, that people will suspect that you're doing something wrong. Or if they don't suspect you, they'll think you're doing something right, even though it looks wrong, and they'll do the wrong thing that they think that's right. So one of the two things, the problem Maris Ha'ayin. So Afilu B'chedri Chadorim, if nobody's around, you're in an inner chamber, still also. But it's only where if it's possible that there'd be people there. But right now there's nobody there. It's a private place, nobody's there. But it could be there could be people there. Because the halacha is that if you have blood coming out of your mouth, right, as long as it didn't come outside, you're allowed to suck it in and swallow it. So Lechara, what's it called? Why don't we say everything is also because of Maris Ha'ayin? If it comes out, it's also because it looks like animal blood or whatever. Why don't we say Afilu B'chedri Chadorim, it's also because there it's impossible to have anybody in your mouth. So it's not possible for Chlal to be B'farhesia. There, we don't say this Chlal. Okay. Also, if the reason why in a different place, it wouldn't be Maris Ha'ayin, right? For instance, what's it called? Tosus brings down that you can't shecht into a guma because people will say that you're doing it level de zor or whatever. But in your chotzer, you're allowed to do it. But that's not because it's a private place. That's because in your chotzer, people understand you're not doing it for level de zor. You're doing it to clean out the chotzer or whatever. So if the reason why it's Maris Ha'ayin is taken away because of the private place, and even if we'll be barabim in such a situation, it wouldn't be Maris Ha'ayin, then for sure it's okay. So those are two conditions where we don't say that it's also b'chedri chadorim. If it's impossible for there to be a rabbin there, or if the reason of Maris Ha'ayin goes away when it's b'chedri chadorim. Okay. Even if there would be people there. Okay. What? No, because again, they asked the look, right? Even if nobody is there right now, or nobody could be there right now, but it's possible that people could be there theoretically. So then they asked it across the board. Tznan, we're not afraid that people will be there. It's just that since it's a kind of place that people could be, the people will say, well, here only one person could be. And here the door's not exactly locked, but nobody's coming. Once they ask it, they ask it across the board. Okay. Tznan, velo bezug, alfa pisha pakuk. Okay, that you can't go out with a zug, an animal, even if it's, what's it called, if it's stopped up. Because it looks bad. It looks like you're taking the animal to market. The Tanya Edach, and we have another price that says, Pokik la zug b'tzavar matayilim abachotzi. Right? That you're allowed to stop up the zug, and even though this Maris Ha'ayin looks like it's a bell, looks like you're taking it to market, but since the zug won't make noise, then we're not afraid of Maris Ha'ayin. Tanayim. This halacha that something is also because of Maris Ha'ayin is also Afilu B'chedri Chadorim is Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, Shotchon Dechama, Avalo Keneged Ha'am, Rebbe Lez of Reb Shimon Olsfrid, what's it called? Somebody got his clothes wet in the rain. So he's allowed to hang them up in the normal way, privately, but not publicly. So you see here that even though it's Maris Ha'ayin, privately is okay. And Rav Shimon and Rav Elazar hold that it's Osir, even privately, because anything that's Osir, Bishum Maris Ha'ayin, is Osir Afilu B'chedri Chadorim, and that's how we pass it. Rashi. Kom she'osir chachom Bishum Maris Ha'ayin, shelo yachshidu b'isir, that people shouldn't be choshed that you're doing something Osir. You go on Sirion, the Kasto, Magothayim, right? Like the cases of what's it called, the Sirion, the Kasto, the Magothayim. People think you're going out to do something that's Osir with them. Very difficult Rashi, because it's mashma from the Gemara before that's not the reason why these things are osur. It's also because it's not a takshit, that they're a mosur. Although yikshur gemalim zebezeh, or the case of not tying camels together, the mevzik also lechinus, so it's like you're taking to market. Those are also mishum Maris Ha'ayin. The lo bezu gafal pishu papuk, they don't molikol. Even if the bell can't make any noise, lo seitzi behemabo. The time of parishna behemabo mishum the mevzik also lechinus. With the bell on, that's how they used to take it to market. So it's Maris Ha'ayin. It looks like you're taking it to sell. The Tanya B'braisa, the Bechatzer, the Lech of Maris Ha'ayin Mutter. The Braisa says that in a private place, in a chotzer, where there's no marisayin, it's mutter. So this shaila, this halacha, that anything that's asr mishum marisayin, is asr afilu b'chedri chadorim, is a machlokas tanoim. Shotchon b'chama, mishenoshu kele b'derech b'mikshavim, somebody got wet because of the rain, so he can't hang up his clothing publicly. People shouldn't say he washed them on Shabbos. This Tana holds that if you do it privately, it's okay. Osrin Kirat, and Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Aser, like Rav says. So that's the halacha taka, except for the exceptions that we mentioned, wherever it's Osir. Marisayin, because of Marisayin, it's Osir everywhere. Uva Moshe Ba'ozna, Tani Rami Bar Yechezkel, Uva Husha Kosher Ba'ozna. Right, vow to what's it called, only wear an earplug, right, a wad of cotton in your ear if it's tied onto the ear. Okay, it has a little thing and you tie it around your ear, so this way if it falls out, you won't come to carry it. Uvamosha b'sandala, tomni romi b'yecheska, v'husha kosher lo b'sandala. Also, it has to be tied. You have a heel pad or something like that in your shoe, so it has to be that it's tied on. Uva Moshe skina lo l'nidasa, woman has a sanitary napkin. Sover rami bar chomel ameimah, v'hu shekshura lo ben yarchoseh. She has to be tied around her waist. Amar Rava afal pi sheino kosher la. No, it doesn't have to be tied. Even demois lo asyel yisui. Since it's something new, she's not going to pick it up and carry it. But if it falls out, it falls out. Finished. What if she made a handle to the sanitary napkin? Like they have a string or whatever to hold it on, so it's not nias. You'll pick it up by the handle. You won't have to pick it up. It's not a nias thing. Amalei mutter, still mutter. Itmar nami, omer of Nachum bar Oshia, omer of Yochanan, osso la besyad mutter. Even though she made a besyad, right, and it's not so nias, it's still nias enough that if it falls out, she'll leave it where it is. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Asala b'shiad l'moch shabosu makom mahu l'nesrei dil mashaklu mamti l'biadayim l'mois l'ozla b'shiad shala. Since it's not, what's it called, so mias, because she's not to pick it up where it's bloody, she can pick it up on the handle, right, so maybe then it should be awesome. Also, beishad mutter. The law amrin and lo mois. El afilu beishad mois. Even with a beishad, it's still something near. Since it falls out, so just leave it where it is. Okay. Rav Yochanan notik behula beimedrasha. The chalukin malot chaderot. Rashi says, where did he go? Rav Yochanan notik behula beimedrasha. The Moshe ba'ozno. He had what's it called, ear problems, and he put a wad of cotton in his ear. So he zokin vayisalot soas haozin meruba. He had a lot of the ear wax or ear. What's it called, hafroshos, and he put cotton in their ears. Right? V'chalukin olav chaderov, mitnei shalohaya kosher ba'ozno, v'yotze v'sharab. And his chaderim were cholik on him, because it wasn't tied onto his ear. And he went from his house to the Rishu Sarab, into the Beis Medrash, with this in his ear. Rav Yanei nothik bu l'karmelis, v'chalukin olav kol doro. The Yanai went out into a Carmelis with an earplug, and also his whole generation argued on him because it wasn't tied on. V'atani rami bar Yecheskel v'hu shekosher lo ba'ozna, right? The Maisa, what's it called? Tying it on is okay, and the Gemara says that why we're chalukin of a kol doro? Maybe he had it tied. Gemara's lokasha. Hada mahadik, hada lo mahadik. What's it called? That it depends. Rashi says, "Chad mahadik, Rabbi Yochanan hoye toche ba'ozna yafei mahadik, v'lo boy kshira, u'derami bar yecheska below mahadik." That you have to have it tied. Why did he do it, Taka? Because it was snugly put into his ear; it wouldn't fall out. The only time you have to tie it onto the ear, if it's not snugly put into the ear, then it may fall out. Then it has to be tied on. Lashon acher. Rashi's a second lashon. Mitalbine Rabbeinu Halevi. Rabbi Yochanan kosher have. Ubeis midrash or samach lebeiso have, v'lo haisa rishus harabim matzekes. And what's it called? And the second lashon is like this, that Rabbi Yochanan didn't carry in rishus harabim. right? He carried it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, right? And there was no Rishus HaRabim. And it was tied on. And still, they held it was Osir. Why? V'hatani Rami V'hushah Kosher. If it's tied on, it's okay. What was the problem? V'chi Kosher Mi'afilu Sharabim Mutter. V'amai Komer L'Bei Medrashot, V'lo Komer Sharabim. If it was tied on, right, then what, he could have gotten to Rishus HaRabim. Why does it say only went from his to his base Medrash with it? The low comer of Shusharabim, Mishan, Rabbi Yochanan, Kosher, Velo Mahadik HaKesher. That Rabbi Yochanan was tied on, but it wasn't snug. And if it's tied on and not snug, it's also Asher. The Lashon Rishon, Miyushab Mizeh. And Rashi said, I like the first Lashon. According to the second Lashon, you need two things. You need tied and snug. And if it's not snug, then even tied doesn't help. And according to the first Lashon, you need either one. Either tied, if it's not snug, or snug, even if it's not tied. And Rashi says he goes for the first Lashon that fits better with the Gemara, that either one is enough. We'll see, let's see right now, Riff, the Rosh, and also the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like the second Lashon. That you need both. You need tied on and snug in order to carry it out into Rishus HaRabim. Okay, the Moch Shebesandolo, the tour says that put a shoe pad in your shoe. Today, where the shoes are closed all around, there's no way it could fall out, right? Then it's mutter, no matter what, even if it's not tied or whatever. It's only in shoes that were opened on both ends where it's possible that the moch will fall out. Then it had to be tied onto the shoe. But this manas that doesn't apply. Okay. Let's go on. Pilpul uve gilgul melech, a pepper, or in her mouth, or a crystal of salt. Pilpul reach hapeh, the pilpul takes away bad breath. Galgal melech or gushini, and galgal melech is a refua for some kind of mouth disease. Rashi ledushini choli ashlahashinayim, tooth sickness. The chol dover shen osenes l'topia, or anything else that a person walks around normally with in his mouth as a tachshit, as a refuah, something like that. Zangabila inami dartsuna. Zangabila is ginger, and dartsuna is cinnamon. Also, people put it in the mouth for some kind of refuah, or some kind of mouthwash.
What about chewing gum?
Chewing gum is also eating. Can't, well, food. Food is in your mouth, is a derech, it's a muscle, that's carrying. What? You don't swallow it, you're eating, you're chewing it. This is a tachshit. Chewing gum is not a tachshit. You're doing it for eating. Right? Here you're wearing these things, right? Just like you would wear it around your neck as an amulet, or you put it in your eye, right, as a refuah. This happens to be rofe something in your mouth. It's mishtamish your mouth. Chewing gum is not mishtamish your mouth. Chewing gum is eating. And carrying something that's derech achila, yichayev chatas. That's the normal way to carry food in your mouth. Okay. That's not a tachshit for sure. Okay. Shein toteves, shein shel zohav. Rabbi Matir v'chachon Moshe. Om Reb Zeira, lo shonu ela shel zohav. Only a golden tooth is awesome. But if it's silver, it's mutter according to everybody. Tanya nami hachi, b'shal kesef divri hakol mutter. If it's a silver false tooth, it's mutter. Shal zov, Rebbe Mati v'chachon Moshe. And the golden one is the machlokas Rebbe and the chachonim. Omer Abayir, Rebbe v'Rebbe Lezer v'Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar kulu svirul hu d'chol midi d'meganye bei lo asya la'achve. Right, all of these hold that something that is used as a protection, nobody's going to take it off and show to other people because they'll take away the protection. Rebbe Hadi Amaran, right? Rebbe holds that since you have a false tooth, you want to keep it there to use as a tooth. You're not going to take it out and show it to people. Rebbe Lezer, even though it's gold. Rebbe Lezer, D'Tanya, Rebbe Lezer, Poter B'Koveles, Rebbe Tzlochi Shoplait. Right, woman who goes around with, she has bad breath, bad body odor, and she wears this deodorant thing on her, she's not going to take it off to show people because she needs it to protect her from bad odor. Reb Shimon Elazar Tanya, Klal Om Reb Shimon Elazar, Kol Shulamata Min HaSivcha Yotzi Bo, Lamala Min HaSivcha Eina Yotzi Bo. Anything that is, if she would have to uncover her hair to take it off, not going to uncover her hair to take it off. Anything that she wouldn't have to uncover her hair to take off, then we're afraid she'll take it off. So all these people hold that something that's a protective thing, you're not going to take off to show other people. Rashi. Lo shonu de chachamim osum, ele shel zohar. Shemeshuna b'mara mishar shinayim, v'dilmim levazula, v'shokla labiyado mamti. So Rashi learns the reason the gold tooth is osur is because it looks different, it's a different color, right? Like a Russian mouth, right? And people laugh at them, right? They open their mouth and they look like Fort Knox. So, what's it called? People are going to laugh. And she'll be embarrassed. She'll take out the tooth. Again, these are only teeth you could take out, right? Today, false teeth, well, some false teeth you could take out, but the false teeth that are put in permanently, we're not talking about. Right? But the ones that are removable, she may take it out and put it in her pocket, right, to hide it. Others say that just the opposite. We're afraid that she'll take it out to show her friends. Hey, look at this beautiful gold tooth that I have, right? And it's hard to look into somebody's mouth, take it out and show it to them. And she'll end up carrying it. What's it called? Avashal Keseth, Shadoma Lashari Shinayim, but silver, which doesn't look different than the other teeth, right? It's similar to ivory, right? Whatever. Right? Enamel. Divrei Hakol Mutar. Russian rabbos. That's Rashi says my rebbeim. That's how they learn. The linira, the tamashal zav mishum dechashive, the osi lachvuyilach. Right, the opposite. It's not because we're afraid to laugh at her and she'll take it out, but because she'll show it around to his friends. Avoshal kesef lo chashive ve lo osi lachvuyilach. But kesef is not something that she'll show around. It's not that important. You're not going to say, hey, I got my silver tooth. Right, it's not chashiv enough. The Lashon Rabbos say Kashalis. So I have a Kasha on the first Lashon. Adam Rabbaya, Rebbe Reb Shimon Elazar, the time of the Rabbanim Yishim the Chaychi Allah, Maishno Rebbe the Kachoshiv Le Rabbanan, Rabbanan Nomi Lo Achvoye Chaychi. Right? The Lamaisa, if Rebbe holds the reason is because he's going to laugh at her, but not because she's going to go show it around, then why is it only Rebbe that holds that people aren't going to take something out that's necessary for them, like a tooth? Not going to take a tooth out. Even the Rabbanan hold you're not going to take the tooth out. Problem is only they laugh at her. That's why the Rabbanan hold. But normally you wouldn't take a tooth out. Everybody holds that that you're not going to take it out to show if it's something you need to protect you. The Yeshel Taritz, the Rabbanan Neser Ko Asri Mikomakol. The Rabbanan answered in any case. The Rebbe Matar, the Kesover Lo Chaychu Ala. Rebbe holds two things. One is they won't laugh at her. The Lo Salfalu, and also she won't take it out. Right, even though they won't laugh at her, maybe she'll take it out to show people. Right, she'll take it out, well, look nice, she needs the tooth. So therefore, Rebbe is the one who holds that people don't take things to show that they need, and the Rabbanan hold that even if it wouldn't be they would laugh at her, we're still afraid they would she would take it out and show it to them. Rebbe had the amen, lo chayish do mesholfa. Poter bekovelis, lo kimne behai poter, mutter lechatchilahu. The omer taima man darka lemepet bekovelis, isha sharecha ra. Lo sholfa mach vi genusa. It's not going to take something off that she needs and she doesn't have it. It's going to be a genus. It's protecting her. Take it away. Take away her protection to show other people. Lemata min ha-sivcha, kagon kipa shal tzemer. Anything that's under the sivcha, which is like a little a hat, what's it called, a woolen hat, Yotzeba. The lo chayshinu dil mashalfu machvid the megali saira. She has to uncover her hair to take it off. Umegan yabunsh. It'll be a genus. Shasiv chanoi hu lesar. Okay. In this, what's it called? There's another sheet that the Ramban brings on Yerushalmi. Another reason. The shaila is by what about a wooden? It's not silver, not gold, but a wooden tooth. Okay. What's it called? So she says like this, that we're afraid also that if a woman's false tooth falls out, right, she'll carry it because she's embarrassed to go to an woman to have her make another one because she doesn't want people to know she doesn't have teeth. because she's missing teeth. So buy a gold and a silver one, that doesn't apply, because that's not necessary because she doesn't have teeth. She doesn't tell the guy her teeth. I want a nice decorative tooth, right? So it's not a gnai. Buy a wooden one, it's not for decoration. It's obvious she doesn't have teeth. So there, that a reason applies. By gold, we're afraid she'll go showing it around. By silver, doesn't have either reason. She's not embarrassed to go and have another one made because it's for decoration. It's not that costly that she's going showing it around, so that's why a silver one is mutter, a gold one's also, but according to this, one of eight should also have. The Rambam learns that the shein shel zav is different than the shein totevis. Shein totevis is an artificial tooth, and a shein shel zav is a crown, where the tooth is covered with a golden covering that still could come off. And that's the two different things over here. And Rabbi Yerucham learns that even an artificial tooth is okay as long as it's kesef, and the same thing goes with a tooth that's wood or somebody else's tooth that you put in or something that's enamel would also be mutter. We're not afraid of this thing of being afraid to go to the umman and therefore she'll carry it. It's not kosher, we're not afraid to sew it around. And kesef, and surely something that's not kesef is okay. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens also. Okay, let's go on. Yotza besela sha'al hatzinis. Okay, she can go out with a coin that's on the bottom of her foot. See, the Gemara's going to explain what it is. Habonos k'tanos yotzeis b'chutin v'afilu b'kismin shebo'aznehem. Little girls can go out with chutin. Kishni, not even chutim, just straws that are in their ear. We'll see Rashi has two lashonos over here, what the chutin are. Aravios yotzeis reulos, in Arab Jewish women are allowed to go out reulos, that's where their faces are covered with a scarf. Madoyos prupos. Madoyas can go out prupos, and we'll discuss what that means. It means when you have a beged that you put over a shoulder, it comes over one side like a sari, and you make a makeshift button, right? That's called prupos. The chol adam, and everybody, not just aravios and madoyos, everybody can do that. This is the normal way for these women to go out, but if anybody can do it. Porepes al ha'evin vi al ha'egos vi al ha'madbeya. She can make this button with using a stone or a nut or even a coin, as long as it was miyuchad for that from before Shabbos, but she can't do it lechatchila on Shabbos. See Rashi? Selam ad beyahu, a coin that you've been miyached for foot disease. Sinis mefarish b'mara. Habonos k'tanos. Sheminakvos osnehen vein osim nizamim achiyigdalu. What happens is they pierce these young girls' ears, but they don't let them wear earrings till they get grow older. The nosnim chutin oksamim bosnehem, and they put little strings or straw in the hole. Shlo yistim bosnehem, that the hole doesn't close up. So Rashi in the first lesson over here learns that the chutim are in the ear, both of them. It's either a chut in the ear, but not chutim in the hair, because we learned before that you can't go out with chutim in the hair. Ba'filu revusa kamar, the apagav de lo tashit, noihu, or chubahachi de lo masihu. Now even kisamim, because that's surely not a tashit, to put a straw, but it's a tzorech. It's not carrying it, it's serving the ear, the hole, that shouldn't close up. The yesh mefarshim Rashi says a different shot. Chutim shekolas ben sara. Chutim are strings that they put to braid their hair. The asrin ligdola bereish pirkin. Even though for an adult woman that's aser, as we learned in the beginning of the parak, hasam yishum the shchicha butvila. That's because if you have to take it out of the hair to go to betovel, and by adult women they used to betovel. Abo ktanis the lo shchichi butvila shari, but ktanis who don't go tovil, right? It's not shchiach for them to have a tefillah. They're not going to have to take it out of their hair for anything. Therefore, a ktana can wear it. The lashon rishon hagun mizeh. Actually, I like the first lashon, that it's not talking about chutim in the hair, but chutim in the ears. Chada, the ktana is not mitzvichas tefillah l'tumah. L'tumah's maga, mishum taharos. right? First of all, why isn't it shchiach for a katana to be tovo? Because they usually are not nidus. But forget about that. There's other tumah in those days that they had to go to the mikvah for. They touched something, a sheretz, whatever. So a katana also should have to go to the mikvah. Not only if she's a nida. The af nidos nami shchiachos bo. And not only that, katanas also become a nida. Kedetanya ma'isa shoyav it bilua kodim le'ima. The nida says that it was a ma'isa with a girl. They were tovo her before they told the mother was tovo. In other words, before the mother was able to become tovo from the leida, the girl already was pirsa nida, a little baby. It's also possible. Ramban says the ma'isa is lo shchiach. It happens. And also, little kids, what's it called, the other kinds of tumors, they weren't kosher so much for something that was an ongoing thing, that somebody had to become tummy month by month. So he's miyashiv, that kashiv Rashi, that it's still lo shchiach. No shchiach nidus, and the other tumors are lo shchiach b'chla. V'od, miriktoni afilu b'kismin, ikala mishma, d'chutin nomi aznaim koi. V'afilu b'kismin, so you can go out with chutin and even kismin. And the kismin for sure are in the ear. So vice versa, that the chutim were also in the ear. So the Ramban brings down another girsa that doesn't say the afilu bekismin, but afilu bekismin is a different thing. So according to that girsa, Rashi's tain is no tain. So there are two legitimate lashonos. The chutim harosh v'shayach l'mishne afilu bekismin. Aravios noshim Yisraelios sheba arav. Jewish women in Arabia. Yotzos reulos derech aravios lios mutafos roshan. Right, the Arab women cover their face except for their eyes, and they put a scarf over. The korile b'loshen aravi reulos, haynu harolos, the siv gabi tashite nashim b'sefer Yishayahu. Right, that is the tashi for them. They cover their face. Madayos nashim Yisraelos shemadai, Jewish women in Madai prupos shemaatfos betalis the tola haritzua. The sifso ha'achas keneged tzavora, the sifso ha'shenis koreches evin o'egos, the kosheres haritzua bekerech, the ein ha'talis no female out. But it happens like this: they take the talis, the robe, and they put one side over their shoulder, but it's just going to fall off. So they have a strap on the end of that side, and they put a rock in the robe, right, and. Tie it around, and then they take the strap and they wrap it around the rock. It's like a button, right? So the strap is the buttonhole, and the rock is the button, and it holds that shoulder piece on. Korepes, kamo crossing, like a hook. The mechagamin and purpin. That's the Karsei HaMishkan, the Targum is Porpin. There's a hook. Kol HaMechaber Beged, the Chaveiro Kori Pripa. Anything that connects a Beged to another one is a hook. A hook, a button, whatever. Ramosha learns from here that safety pins are okay. It's not considered like, what's it called, like sewing. Sewing is only where you end up making the two things mamish like one. But if it's a hook, it's a button, so you're not making them mamish like one. You're connecting them, but they don't become one. They're two separate things. And your intention is not to sew them. Because if you want to sew them, what's it called? You wouldn't want to sew them up. Right? Here, you want to use this thing to connect them so they could be taken apart. You wouldn't want to sew it instead. So using a pin where you're not want to sew it, you want to sew the baby into the diaper. Right? You want to use a pin like a button. So you could take it out, that's not awesome. But if you're using a pin in place of sewing, to mamish make the things together, then Rav Moshe would hold it's awesome. To use a safety pin in a place where you normally would sew something, and you're using that to connect the thing completely, that's awesome. But to use it to connect where you don't want the two things to be together, you want them to be able to be separated without having to tear them, that's not called sewing at all, that's mutter. It means a raya from here. Uvevad shlo tiflu chatzil b'shabbos. The Gemara Parak, Amar Sreisha, Porepes, you should allow to do it, why is not, Mashma, even on Shabbos? And here it says you can't do it the Chatzil on Shabbos. The Gemara later on will discuss why. Okay, Gemara. My Tzinis, what is this Sela al Gabe Hatzinis, Basara. So what's it called? So the Gemara says, Basara, Maka Shitachas Parsis Arega. Somebody has some kind of sore on the bottom of their foot. The kosher Basel Rafua. So they tie on a coin under the sore, right? And that's part of the refuah. And the Gemara is going to discuss what it helps. Umayshnasela, right? Why dafka a coin? If it's because there should be something hard under there that separates between the sore and the ground, it shouldn't chafe on the ground, then why dafka a coin? Use a piece of earthenware, anything hard. The coin, the metal, sweats. So it's the sweat of the metal that has a therapeutic effect on the sword. So then the Gemara says, "Levid latasa." Why need a coin? Have any, just a piece of metal, a strip of metal, and put it. Right? Why have to have a coin? Ela mishum tsurasa. Ela mai. It's because of the tsura, because the coin has a tsura right on it, and that's therapeutic. Levid le pulsa. Then you don't really need a coin, you need anything that's decorative. You make a wooden thing with some kind of decoration on it. Rabbiya, Shmamino, Kulu Malinla. All of them are effective. So therefore a coin has all three things. It's hard, it sweats, and it has a tzura on it. So Machlokas Taka, what kind of this thing, what's your to have. Rashi, we'll see Rashi first. Basara, makashi takas parsis haregel, v'kosher basela l'refuah. Takushi, shikosha umegina lamaka, mikotsim v'yasedos drachim. It protects the sore, right, from coming in contact with all kinds of things that could, open it up or whatever. So it's a protective cover between the sore and the ground. Shuchsa lichluchis hayotzim min hakesef. The metal sweats, right, and the yotha lamaka, and that's therapeutic for the maka. Shuchsa kamo the shosach tvei, right, the rust is called shasich also, right, the ilu metzius, meshtachin kenechoshes the tainis. The rust comes from the interaction, I guess, of the metal and the air and water, whatever. Le'evid tasa, the kaspa, kiva alamali. So if that's the case, then use any piece of metal. Why do you need a coin? Right? Why do you need a coin? Elamishum tsurasa. The tiva ma'al yamaka, velo shuchs. It's not necessarily the sweat of the metal, it's the tsura, the picture that taka has a value. So le'evid pulsa, ogul shal eitz, v'yitzurala. Why do you need then something metal? Then just make something of wood that has a tzura on it. Right? It must be that there's something more than just the tzura, and this is hard. There's also the what's it called, the sweat. Amrabai shmami nasiis and nokat sela kulu bahadodi malula ulahachi nokat sela the ishnu lakulu akusha v'shuchso v'tzurasa. You need all three. That's what seems like Rashi, that all three of them are necessary, and unless they're all three, you can't go out. Okay, and that's how Taka the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. And the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says it's better to have all three, but any one of them will help. And therefore, what's it called? You can go out with this thing, even if it's a plain piece of metal or it's wood with a tzura on it. Anything that has any one of them is good enough. The Gemara just wants to tell me, if you want the best thing for your foot, have something that has all three tznoim. And the El Yerab and the Aruch HaShulchan Taka Paskin like that. Okay. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's only, you have to hold this coin on somehow, right? So you have to tie something around your foot to hold the coin. It's only with a rag, because then the rag is buckled to the coin. But if you put something nice on, then it's not buckled to the coin, then you're carrying that thing that you wrapped around your foot, then you can't do it because of the wrapper, because of the tie. So it has to be something that's insignificant that holds it on. Okay, right there. One more little piece here. Habonos yotzes bechutin. And again, Rashi had two lashonos, either chutim in their ear or chutim in their hair. And even though what's it called, an adult can't go out with chutim in her hair, but a young girl, since she's rachoshish for tvila by her, so not lo shchia, she can go out with chutim in her hair. Avur deshmuel lo shavik lu levante denofki bechutin, velo shavik lu ginian gabi hadodi. The Ovid lo mikvaos biyomei nisan umatzei biyomei tishrei.
Shmuel's father didn't let his daughters go out with chutin in their hair when they were young, right? When they were ketanos, even though the Mishnah says it's okay, right? Or what's it called, in their ear, according to whichever the pshat is. And they didn't let them sleep together, their little daughters together in one bed. And he made mikvos for them in Nisan, and matzi b'yom tishrei, and mats, and we'll see this, machlokas, rashis, two different pshatim, and mats, in tishrei. Now the Gemara explains. Lo shavik lu yotzis b'chutin, right, they didn't let the little girls go out with chutin, v'nantzan abonis yotzis b'chutin, they are allowed to go out, banse davu the shmuel, the tzivonim havu. Right, they had colorful ones. So therefore, even without the mikveh, we're afraid they may take them off and show them. That's one shot. Or, tzivonim, we're not afraid they would take them out, but the tzivonim were extra wide. And they, what's it called, would make a chatzitza. And then taka rechoshish of the tvila. Okay. Lo shavik lu ginian gabi hadodi. Right? And he didn't let them sleep together? Okay, that we'll get to tomorrow. It's Hashem Lashid Rashi, though. Loshovik Lubante, Mefarish Lakamon, time of the cool. I'm going to explain each one of the reason. Okay, Gini and Gabi Hadadi, Lishin Zuet Zuba Odin Besulos. While they were still unmarried, he didn't let them sleep together in the same bed. Mikvos Biomei Nisan, Shomai Mechunasim, a mikveh is contained water, right? He made them mikvos. During what's it called Nisan, Osamach Lenar, Umamshich Letocha Me'anar, V'Tovosham. They didn't go into the river itself. The water was siphoned off from the river into a place where it was contained. Umatzi B'Yomei Tishrei Shetovos Repras. Then they were tovo the river itself. Umitnei Hatit Shloyeh Hatzitzin Osenes Hamapis Pachas Rogleim. And because of the tit, they used to put mats in the bottom of the what's it called of the river, so they could stand on the mat. And not that get their feet full of mud, which could be a chatzitza. The tzivonim v'chayish l'mishle v'akvuye. Rashi says, we're afraid that they'll take the things out of their ear to show their friends because they were colored. And according to the other pshat, right, the mikveh, there, the, what's it called, the chutim by the, were so wide that they formed a chatzitza, whereas the other ones didn't form a chatzitza.